Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
And we're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, it's the podcast, same as the radio show. John and Ken on demand. You can listen to what you missed.
Yeah, and I tell you, which we'll get to in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Steve Gregory first. But the story that the El Segundo Times ran about all the, quote, businesses that were operating under the 10 freeway.
Businesses.
The picture is stunning that accompanies the online article. It's a whole, looks like a bunch of oranges on the ground. We talked about the wooden pallets that burned, and they're often used to move fruit and produce around. And you're not kidding me. I said this yesterday, things I don't want to know and I don't know anything about. But wow. This is an eye-opener, and we will talk about it because, again, it involves migrants, and it looks like they don't have insurance, and a lot of their stuff associated with their businesses burned underneath the 10 freeway when that fire went up Saturday
morning. It's a whole illegal underground infrastructure.
It is, yes.
An underworld. Right. That was going on down there.
This shifty company that was subleasing pieces of it. And
then the subleasers were sub-subleasing.
But now we know what Caltrans was trying to do involving the people that were paying rent to this company called Apex. We will get to all that in a few minutes, but of course we're going to start with the latest that we can get on the whole story. Steve Gregory is here, and he apparently talked to the state fire marshal. How exciting is that?
Well, yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, with respect to this story, it is exciting because this is the agency in charge of determining who and how the fire started, and possibly why.
Yeah, it's Caltrans property, so therefore it should be a state fire chief, right?
What did he have to say?
Well, so what I did, because it was a 25-minute interview, and I had to sort of parse this thing down to make it usable, so what I did is I took some points out of it, and I montaged it together. So you hear my Q&A, and then he answers, and at the point where he goes into political answer mode, I fade out, and then I ask the next question.
So, did you have anything left?
Yeah, and when I distilled it down, it's like,
30 seconds.
Like, oh, okay. But Daniel Berland is the fire marshal for the state of California. And I remember him years ago when he was a PIO out in the field, and it, super nice guy, very informative, but now he's in Sacramento. So that takes a whole new level of of job and responsibility. And one thing that we did learn is that it was leased as a parking lot. That was its function. It was supposed to be just a parking lot, not a storage facility, but a parking lot. But now I'm going to play this montage. It's a little over a minute, and it'll kind of give you a bigger overview of the investigation and some of the liability.
Where does that fall? Does that fall to you, or does that fall to the local jurisdiction?
Any building that is owned or leased by the state, we do have responsibility for enforcing the fire and the life safety components of the building code. And we work very closely with Caltrans on all of their facilities.
Do you know right now how many citations they were issued?
That would be a question for Caltrans.
So, but fire and safety on there, don't issue citations if there's any violations of health and safety or fire safety?
Like I said, we are coordinating with Caltrans as we speak. Yeah. We have deputies out.
It was when you say it was a parking lot, then it was supposed to have only kind of vehicles in it then, right?
Yeah, to our knowledge, there was nothing that would have triggered any type of routine or annual inspections based on the occupancy of the building, which did not exist, or in this case, based on the hazard of what was actually occurring in the lease.
Right, but no, I'm saying that the governor said on Sunday and Monday that Caltrans had issued citations because of, you know, storing improper materials and whatnot. Wouldn't that have triggered a visit from you guys?
That's still something I'll need to circle back with you on. we're working with...
Circle back. Every time a bureaucrat uses that phrase, circle back.
Yeah, that's become very popular the last year or two.
They should be dragged away and dropped in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Circle back. What the hell? No, that's an excellent question.
Very good, Steve. Yeah, you were right on top of him there. I mean, obviously, if he's the state fire marshal and there are fire violations at a Caltrans property, he's got to be responsible for that.
How difficult is it for Caltrans to send a message to Cal Fire and say, we've got... all kinds of violations here. It's flammable materials, and come here and inspect this, and let's close it down, and let's remove all the debris. Wow. How hard is that?
In all fairness, we don't know that message wasn't sent. We don't know that.
Not a message. John's right. They should have taken everything out of there. This has been going on a while between this lessee and the state. We can tell that from this lawsuit.
The message starts the process, but the removal, it should happen instantly.
Because it's a very, very unsafe situation. John's right. It has to happen like in days after you give that notice.
Right.
Days.
And the one thing that I thought was interesting, if you caught him when he was saying it, he said there was no reason to give any attention to it based on the threat. You know, that. And what he finally told me was they base their visitation and their frequency on what the lessee puts on the lease as what's going to be stored in there.
As if there aren't bad guys in the world who violate their lease.
I picked up something interesting in that clip you played. He kept referring to buildings. This wasn't a building situation.
Well,
this was open property underneath an overpass.
Yeah, he kept going back to air rights, too. So he was kind of incorporating it. Because he says in another part in there, he kept saying building, and he says, in this case, there was no building. So he does recognize that it was just space. But at the end of the day, it's all state-owned property.
And Caltrans knew there was a lot of storage and there was active businesses there. So why didn't Caltrans immediately shut down the entire operation? It was violating everything.
Waiting to hear back from Caltrans.
And he's going to circle back.
I'll circle back with you, John.
And you're going to get dragged into the ocean.
Hey, listen, you want you and I to go like we did that senator did? I'll stand up there. Let's take this outside.
Did he say anything about the arson?
Now, are you talking about the arsonist that was arrested this morning?
For this fire?
No.
That's what I meant. Caught me there. I thought there was breaking news.
No, because there was. Because there.
Yes,
there
I saw some other guy was riding around on a bike and starting fires.
Right, and so I asked
Boyle
him about
Heights,
that.
Right? Boyle
yeah.
Heights,
and yeah. I asked him, I said, you know, is there any correlation here? And he says, our investigators are talking to him at this point, and both LA City Fire and Cal Fire have said no connection.
That's a good point, Steve, because I wondered if that guy had something to do with this fire, since Boyle Heights isn't far away.
No, and, you know, he's mobile. So I asked about that, and they said there was no evidence. Because you got to remember, it was probably just a regularly scheduled kook out to set fires, since that's what happens quite frequently in our area, right?
Yeah, right.
So he was probably, that was already part of his route.
Yeah, well, the vagrants are setting fires all day long, every day of the year.
Yeah.
So how are they ever going to find the guy who started this fire?
Well, they've got...
I mean, if he is just some transient, how are you going to find him?
Well, here's the thing. They caught this guy this morning in 1 hour, which was completely unprecedented, unheard of, because of public's input. Now, the public are very keenly aware to look out for arsonists and look out for, you know, see something, say something. And they said it was public tips and this the description getting out there. It was all of that that was able to lead investigators to get to this guy this morning within an hour and arrest him and charge him with felony. Or
this one apparently is harder to find than this arsonist.
Right. And, you know, they're also, they wouldn't tell me what was on the video specifically, other than there was activity on a video.
Did any of the other vagrants see the fire get set?
Presumably, they've all been interviewed. All of those 16 individuals that were saved by Karen Bass's office.
What was that like?
Perhaps they were already interviewed. I don't know.
I'd like to interview 25 vagrants.
But, you know, the issue is now, and then I pushed him on accelerant. I said, did you use an accelerant sniffing canine? Because that can tell you something, too. And
yeah.
He says, no, we didn't use the canines here. But I said, well, was there an accelerant present? And then when he said, I can't comment on that, then I knew there was an accelerant present.
Yes.
So, yeah, so someone specifically used accelerant. But as I think I mentioned to you yesterday, this makes it complicated because there were five or six sub-lessees in that property, and any one of them may have had a motive for all we know. We don't know. You know. So this is going to be a complicated one, but I still don't think it's
How does all this get so out of hand? They lease it to somebody, supposed to use it as a parking lot. It turns into a storage area. He subleases it out to other businesses. And then I read in the Times this morning that some of those guys were subleasing out as well.
So they can make the rent payment back to that company.
Right, because they couldn't afford to pay the rent. And this landlord, I forgot his name.
The Apex Company guy.
Yeah, in Calabasas. You know, he was bullying every month to get his rent. So that's why the subleasers were renting out little plots of their. I don't understand. How does this get out of hand? All this is illegal. Everything about this is illegal. Are the laws to evict so complicated that the state can't even evict people from their own properties?
Well, as we mentioned, it's, you know, the governor said they've been battling with this guy for a year on just this one property, and he's got four or five others.
What does battling mean? That they sent out three or four legal notices? That's not a battle.
And citations. And if you recall, every time I pushed and I said, okay, what is the threshold? And I never got an answer.
Because he can use dramatic rhetoric, but truth is, it wasn't a battle. They just sent citations in the mail every few months. Didn't get a response, so they sent another one, and this one's in red ink and capital letters to really scare them. That's not a battle.
Well, I will be interested to see if they fulfill my records request, because we'll ask you all of that in the summer of 2036.
You are probably waiting for records requests from 15 years ago.
I am, actually.
But
we'll see who's here then, you or me.
Okay.
And if either one of us are still here, we have to kill each other.
Well,
wow.
Boy. All right, Steve. If I wake up in 15 years and I'm still looking at you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thanks very much.
All right, that's Steve Gregory, KFI News. Yeah, the guy's name is Ahmad Anthony Nawade. That's the guy that owns this Apex company.
Awad?
Ahmad.
Ahmad.
A-H-M-A-D. Ahmad.
Ahmad Anthony.
Nawade.
Nawade.
He owes Caltrans $78,000 in unpaid rent.
Boy, that's a lot.
And they sued him back in September.
They sued him.
Yep. So 2 months ago, they sued him. But clearly they didn't clear out the place.
No inspections.
We'll get into this crazy story when we come back. It says here, all told, he owed Caltrans $620,000 in unpaid rent.
Looks
620
like
grand.
They were really slow. And all that fire danger. That's incompetence.
California does not like to evict people. Doesn't matter whether it's under a freeway or in an apartment.
Tony Tavares is the head of Caltrans. He's working on diversity and equity issues right now, according to his website.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, it's like, you know, you read the first paragraph of this story in the El Segundo Times. I had to like rub my eyes this morning. This can't be real. For more than a decade, Rudy Serafin showed up to his makeshift office underneath the 10 freeway, his office underneath the 10 freeway, as the sun came out and the roar of the morning commute shook the ground below his feet. With a generator, his cell phone, and a portable toilet, the 49-year-old immigrant from Mexico worked alongside a dozen other operating small businesses in spaces they rent between the concrete columns holding up the interstate. They were mechanics, truckers, garment suppliers, recyclers, and yes, pallet distributors. And they paid rent to this Calabasas businessman who leased the land from Caltrans. And as you heard just before we went to break, has not been paying the rent. His name is Ahmad Anthony Nawade, the company Apex. He owed $78,000 on this plot, which is 48,000 square feet. What we're talking about, the underneath the 10 freeway there, South Alameda and East 14th Streets. It's one of five that he was leasing from Caltrans. And all told, he owed them $620,000 in unpaid rent as of September. How does this happen? How does both things happen? How do they allow people to operate offices underneath the freeway with flammable materials? And by the way, that guy Serafin is the one that John had a pallet of hand sanitizer he was trying to get rid of.
Yeah. And he broke the leases by illegally subletting to a tow company, a recycling firm, mechanics, a tree trimming company, and a trucking company. And it was only supposed to be used for parking and open storage. And you've got to get other approvals and permits if you're going to do anything else. But no way was there supposed to be inoperable vehicles, because I think there were some broken down RVs under there, flammable materials, or any kind of other hazards. That was all against the lease. That was all breaking the agreement. And Caltrans with Tony Tavares simply could not get rid of this guy. They failed. They're failures.
So here's the rest of the story. Caltrans required Apex to hold $5 million in liability insurance, but fire insurance was specifically omitted from the lease agreement. So, poof, there goes that.
Well, what's the requirement if it's not in the lease agreement?
And then there's all the homeless people there. They were paying homeless people $20 just to move away from their businesses under the freeway. This is so hard to believe. One guy thinks he lost $100,000 worth of tools, trucks, and equipment, including a GMC Camry just fixed for $20,000. This can't be true. Well, it is true. Well, so they have apparently been suing each other, but as John has mentioned a couple of times, This Apex company was charging these people. One guy, Alfredo Lara, the rent was $4,000 a month.
So he sublet part of his space to three other people for $1,000.
To try to make ends meet. So at some point, Caltrans actually sent the representative down there to tell the, quote, tenants to stop paying Apex because he's not paying them. That's where it got ugly.
But they didn't send a fire inspector to see all the flammable materials.
So Apex sued Caltrans in June, claiming that they're interfering with our business and claiming they made $100,000 in improvements to the property.
And they didn't clear out the homeless people. And you know the homeless people are probably starting fires every night just for cooking, if nothing else.
I always assume that's who's under the freeways, the homeless people. I didn't know some of them have businesses, or you want to call them businesses, but they're under the table migrant businesses.
Because Bass and Newsom don't enforce any laws. They had lazy, stupid people running their departments. Nobody enforces any law about anything in Los Angeles. No, this is a lawless area. I just saw some video of her on one of the TV stations in a helicopter. You're doing the great photo op, overseeing the great city of Los Angeles down below. That's what she does. She knows she's going to get a free commercial on the local news by going on camera and looking very concerned and worried as she peers out the window. That's the garbage that she does. What she should be doing is going under these overpasses with all the other division leaders, agency leaders, and clearing all out all the dangers. That's her job. God, she's just awful.
We will talk more about this when we come back, including NBC4 I-Team report on something you know well if you listen to KFI traffic reports, all the fires under these freeways from the homeless.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, the show becomes a podcast, John and Ken on Demand. So anything you missed during the afternoon, you could listen to tonight when you get home or tomorrow morning.
And use the app to connect to the Moist Line, which is coming back in just 2 days. That's right. There's a little microphone icon that you can click there on the app to connect to the John and Ken Moist Line. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. We still do not have anybody arrested for what is supposedly the arson fire that caused the shutdown of the 10 freeway there near downtown Los Angeles. All we're getting now is happy talk about how fast they're removing the debris, and they hope to reopen it in 3 to 5 weeks. And you got Karen Bass talking about how maybe people are using mass transit. This looks like a big push to get people on the stupid trains and buses again.
But they're not gonna do it because it's a terrible system. It doesn't go too many places, and we know about all the vagrants and the homeless people. They act like the vagrants and the crazy people aren't on the trains anymore. Of course they are. No one normal is going to take that train. They're going to get stabbed.
Now, as far as the danger under the freeways, and again, with this fire, we had no idea all these, quote, businesses were operating under there. We just thought it was vagrant encampments. Here is a pretty good I-Team report that ran yesterday, which is headed up by NBC4's Joel Grover on the problem with the homeless and the fires under the freeways.
Caltrans said today it's possible a homeless encampment on fire may have led to all the damage. Our investigative reporter Joel Grover has covered these fires, these stories for years. He joins us live from our News Operations Center. Joel?
Well, Colleen, here's what we know. In recent years, more than half of all fires in the city are connected to the unhoused. And many of those investigators eventually find out are arson. The 10 freeway in flames, similar to this weekend, but this was December 2019. Firefighters on the scene that day told the I-Team they believed the fire was started by the homeless camping out here. As the I-Team has shown in years past, there are tents under and around freeways with lots of combustible materials.
This was a disaster waiting to happen.
Estella Lopez runs the Downtown Industrial Business Improvement District, which is adjacent to the 10 freeway and to homeless encampments that have gone up in flames.
Do you suspect there might be a connection to the homeless living under the freeway?
Homeless people, when it gets chilly at night, they start fires. When they need to cook, they start fires.
For years, the I-Team has documented how the unhoused use stoves, barbecues, propane generators, often igniting homeless tents and nearby apartments and homes and office buildings and sometimes freeways. It's illegal to light outdoor fires like this, but the city almost never cites the unhoused for doing this.
The city and the county have not done their job. When you look at overpasses filled with encampments, when you look at underpasses filled with encampments, what did they think was going to happen? This is what was going to happen.
Today, California's transportation secretary admitted officials are investigating whether the homeless started the 10 freeway fire.
Don't want to speculate, but that's very possible.
This weekend's fire erupted in a yard under the freeway, storing highly flammable wooden pallets, which are used by businesses that receive large shipments and commonly used by the homeless.
Pallets are currency to people living on the streets. They use them to move things around. They use them to construct their encampments. They are the flooring. They are the walls.
Now that the 10 freeway will be shut down indefinitely, will anything happen to prevent another disaster like this one? Do you think this will be a wake-up call to government officials to do something about encampments under freeways?
I pray and hope that this will change the way that government responds, but I think I'm going to reserve my judgment.
I wish we'd
now, just minutes
so
ago, Mayor
polite.
Karen Bass said there were 16 unhoused people living under the freeway in the spot that caught on fire. She says they've all now been housed, including one who was a pregnant woman. But she cautioned the public. She said it's very important to not jump to conclusions that any of those unhoused people had anything to do with starting this fire.
All right, that's from NBC4 and Joel Grover. Again, the philosophy is there's too much sympathy to migrants and the homeless, and they get away with anything have to get away with because they're just trying to get by. So mind your own business. They can burn up pallets.
There's a writer for Breitbart. His name is John Nolte, and he wrote a piece today on how Newsom in San Francisco cleared out the homeless for that murderous dictator from China, President Xi. And what theme of his column was, they made a choice. All these years, they made a choice to let all the vagrants, the crazy people, and the drug addicts control the streets. Because when they decided they had to clean it up because the Chinese president was coming to town, they cleaned it up and they did it very quickly, matter of days. And suddenly there are blocks and blocks that were encrusted with homeless encampments. And now it's suddenly clean again. So understand this, whether it's San Francisco or here in LA under Karen Bass, this is a choice that Karen Bass makes not to enforce any of the laws, whether it's businesses under the freeway, homeless encampments, fire laws. They choose. They're not asleep. This idea, maybe this is a wake-up call.
No, they choose.
They're right. Fully
like
awake.
Like I said, because the migrants and the homeless are the underdogs, and they're just barely getting by in life, so they need a break. You have to pay the parking ticket. You have to pay the speeding ticket, because you make money.
You notice who she scolded? She didn't scold the vagrants. She scolded the regular people. Oh, no. Don't jump to conclusions now. No. It's who the hell are you? You're not my mother. You're not my grade school teacher. Were you telling me what to think? You know it's likely a homeless person. You know that. Based on life experience, all these fires every single day started by people in homeless encampments because they cook, because they want to keep warm. I mentioned this yesterday. There was one traffic report here on KFI a few years ago where Jeff Ball reported 6 fires at the same time that he could see from his plane. 6 of them, all under freeways, all started
That's
by vagrants.
That's why it's amazing we don't have more freeways shut down because of this. It's amazing. Just that this one had this big storage yard full of extra crap that caught fire.
She got caught. She got caught. Finally, one fire too many. But you know what? And I'm telling you, this is the truth. Karen Bass has contempt for normal people who are now struggling to get to work every day, struggling to get their kids to school or to go to their doctor's appointments. She has contempt for you. She is not going to clean anything up. She doesn't care that you're afraid of it. Your kids are afraid of it. It's causing freeways to shut down. She just wants you to join the crazy train, get on Metro with all the other homeless lunatics, and maybe you won't get stabbed that day. That's what she, Newsom, contempt. London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, they all have contempt for you because you have a normal private life and you work and you play by all the rules and you pay your taxes and you fund all this nonsense. Karen Bass is not your friend. Karen Bass doesn't care about your life.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
No, the 13th annual Pastathon is back. That's right. Chef Bruno's charity, Caterita's Club, provides more than 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California. And, of course, it all comes from your generosity. You can donate at pastathon.com, shop at any Smart and Final store. You donate at checkout. Go to any Wendy's restaurant in Southern California and donate. We'll be broadcasting live all day from the Anaheim White House restaurant. The entire KFI lineup will be there Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, John. November 28th. That's from 5 a.m. till 10 p.m. 100% of your donation goes to Caterina's Club. Please help. Pastathon.com. Well, of course, today, Joe Biden is in San Francisco meeting with the communist Chinese president. Next year, who knows what's going to happen with this presidential race, whether or not Biden stays in the race, and whether or not we have third-party candidates. Joe Manchin's name has come up because he's not running for re-election in the state of West Virginia. He is a Democrat. That seat will, most people believe, go to a Republican, so the Republicans will probably pick up a U.S. Senate seat from there. Of course, now, one of the other people running as a third-party candidate is the baffling Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the reason he's in the news right now is because he was pictured walking down the aisle of an American Airlines flight headed to the bathroom. And I repeat, headed to the bathroom completely barefoot. Who would do that? And particularly somebody that doesn't believe in vaccines. I mean, seriously. How much hepatitis is on that floor?
Bathroom airline floors. Maybe
I know. Could you imagine anything more disgusting? I have enough trouble when I'm sitting there waiting to go to the bathroom. I'm watching who's coming out. And if I don't like the look of the person, I wait.
I do the same thing.
And I'm like, how bad is it going to stink in there? I look flush?
I look at the person. It's like, I don't want to know what kind of waste they produced.
I don't want to
inhale those molecules when I walk in. I will hold it until I bust.
I don't think I've ever done number two on an airplane. I don't think I ever have.
I don't think I ever have either.
No, you have to do number one.
I'd rather go in my seat. And then
people do that. That's why he's crazy walking barefoot.
And then you open the door, and I try to figure out, okay, how can I do this without touching anything? Like, I don't want to touch anything. I don't want to touch the seat, the lid, the handle, the
That's
sink.
That's why
faucets.
You bring some gloves with you, or you carry wipes around. That's what I do.
I know, but you're a girl, and I'm a guy.
Okay, but still, who cares? You don't want to touch anything. I'm giving you the solution for the next time you're on a plane.
I know, but guys just don't think of those things until it's too late. It's in our brain wiring.
He says, and apparently he was half joking, oh, that's inexcusable to go barefoot on an airplane. He'll never do that again. And, of course, now there's a picture of him at TMZ where he's in the waiting area at a terminal at an airport, and he's barefoot. I guess he just doesn't like wearing shoes.
Or socks. He doesn't mind stepping in all the goo that collects on an airline, you know, that disgusting rug that they have.
I know.
Do you always carry wipes with you and gloves? Like everywhere?
Well, I take gloves most of the time when I know I have to fill my car up with gas. And on a plane, I always have hand sanitizer and I try to remember wipes. Oh, and if I don't, then I have a Kleenex or I use my sleeve. I never open the doors. I never touch anything with my bare hands.
This is why women have big, bulky purses.
Are you still masking on planes?
No.
Oh.
No, right. But I don't like touching. I mean, that's just gross.
I don't like touching in bathrooms either.
Right. And as I said the other day, Deborah Mark, if you don't want to get sick, do not touch your face. Just don't ever do it.
Exactly.
Which I think I can't do that. But
it's very hard, but I can. I had a lot of practice during the pandemic. And I would sit on my hands. I just would not. Or I would constantly be sanitizing my hands. So then if I did touch my face, they were sanitized. My hands were sanitized.
Look at that. She's got it all covered.
I'm constantly sitting on my hands.
And then it takes me a long time in those restrooms, by the way, on the plane and places where they don't have those butt seat covers. Yeah. I hate that. So I have to sit there. And so people probably think, you know, I'm spending a lot of time doing whatever. When I'm not, I'm covering the seat.
I don't understand. We just haven't evolved very much. Why do we have to deal with processing food and creating waste all day and night? That's just a terrible thing.
I agree.
I wish we could be optimized beyond that.
Like a machine. We don't have to be fed. We don't have to poop.
Yeah. But it's just the whole experience is awful.
All right. Hey, we're coming right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.